morning. Where are you all meeting? Besides here, I mean. Madison Square Garden. When will that be?
This morning.
This morning.
You can see it's quite a meeting. We're glad you're here.
We really are.
I'm a little bit upset this morning. You'll have to forgive me if I seem a little bit restless. You know, I like to sleep with my bedroom window wide open, and last night it rained in while I was asleep, and I found out that my new pastel pajamas are not color fast. They faded all over the back of my chair. I'm like Arthur in that respect, I gotta say. Well, anywho, good morning. How's Cleban? We got a camera. One of our cameramen is missing. How is the old bat? Huh? Somebody told me that they called in Thursday, which I think was very nice of him. He broke his hand playing golf. Imagine, that's a great way to break a hand if you're gonna do it. Imagine that. We are here for Lanolin Plus, and boy, we got a product on Lanolin Plus that I don't know whether the author has talked about on this show or not yet. Tony, have we ever mentioned Lanolin Plus for the hair?
Yes, we have, but right. Not too diligently.
So we're going to mention a product that mine has already been brought to your attention. But I'm nuts about this particular thing. What's the matter? I have been using various hair preparations for many years, and this stuff I find is just about the finest thing I've ever used, simply because it is not greasy and it does a job and you don't have to use a lot of it. And boy, it really does a good job. I'll tell you about it a little bit later on. Let's get Frank Parker up here this morning.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning. Did you learn the song?
Yeah, but I don't think I should do it right at the beginning.
No, we're not going to do it now.
No.
Lynn Duddy wrote us a song, Frank and Julius and myself, for tomorrow night. Wow, is it ever cute. Just as... I hope it works out as well as we think it will.
Oh, I think it will. I think you have a fine rendition of that song. Your idea was very clever.
Oh. Well, thanks very much, Frank. I like the way you sing, too.
We ought to do something spirited to open the show.
I would be delighted to hear something spirited. What you got?
How about Rio Rita?
Remember her well.
Rio Rita, life is sweeter, Rita, when you are near. Rio Rita, life completer, Rita, have you near?
They're so high, so early in the morning.
Just a show off.
Most singers complain that they can't work this early in the morning, you know? Boy, you really do it. Now, how you doing? Never mind. I know my deficiency. You should see Lee Irwin doing this number. The poor man's going crazy back there. He got an organ, he got a Celeste, and he's running between the two. And whenever he'd do something right, he'd smile to himself, you know? Wasn't very often he smiled. Instead of singing songs and junk, I saw a heck of a preview last night after we got finished rehearsing. There's a picture called Let's Do It Again with Ray Milland and Jane Wyman. And it's sort of inside the music business, how songs get written, you know, a story about Ray Milland's supposed to be a songwriter. Well, that wouldn't be the case. Remember his greatest picture, that Lost Weekend? That was, he had part of the attributes of songwriters. Well, now, some of the songs you hear these days, you'd have to be loaded to write. But some of them? Sure. How much is that song in Good picture. Let's do it again. Johnny, how much is that doggy in the window? I've been told to ask you. How much?
$2.
Started out to be a good show. Today I want to tell you, as I said before, about this wonderful Lanolin Plus product, which is called Lanolin Plus for the hair. I suppose maybe I gave you the wrong idea before when I said it's the best thing I've used, but it's actually, I suppose, designed for women primarily, and I guess we sort of grabbed it. We guys have found out about it. This is really great for helping to put new luster into dry, dull, moppy-looking hair. You girls have probably discovered that as you get a little bit older, your hair loses some of its youthful-looking sheen and sometimes gets a little frizzy or dry or brittle. Well, if these things have happened to your hair, make them unhappen by trying this really wonderful stuff. It's a super fine hair conditioner, Lanolin Plus for the hair. Of course, by now, I guess you've heard so much about lanolin. It's the closest thing ever discovered for duplicating the natural necessary lubricants for good hair health. And Lanolin Plus for the hair, because it is so awfully rich in lanolin, is not only a wonderful conditioner for the hair, but a great hair dressing. So if your hair shows symptoms of looking real blobby, run down, lackluster, try some Lanolin Plus for the hair and see for yourself the difference it will make. I think you will be real delighted with it. You just rub it gently into the hair and scalp, too, because it's good for the scalp. Before you shampoo, and a few drops brush through your hair every day, and before you know it, once again, your hair will look like a halo of softly shimmering lights. I think we should have music behind that. A halo of softly shimmering lights. A halo of softly shimmering lights. I don't think I'm getting through to you. That sounds like a fire bell. You guys, incidentally, take a tip from me. This stuff is sensational. You're going to like this Lanolin Plus for the hair. It's tops for keeping your hair in good condition. Smooth out a little bit in the morning, and your hair will stay smooth, good looking all day. $1 is all it costs. $1 at all cosmetic counters costs plus tax. Lanolin Plus for the hair. Frank, come on back here. We got time for another number, and I ain't gonna let it.
I don't like
it anymore. Oh, I gotta tell you, I have been waiting for somebody to say that.
You know, you keep saying, would you like to do another number? And they always say, sure. I've been waiting for somebody to be real honest. Come on.
There's danger in your eyes, Sherry.
Thanks very much, and I appreciate it.
Lips meet mine.
say, Arch? He cheated? How'd he cheat? He's supposed to go up, and he went, he didn't go up. Not very nice. When I send the report cards to Arthur, there's going to be a little black mark next to your name. Well, you can't blame him. It is too early. Too early. Something I want to check on right after the show this morning. According to an item in one of the columns, you can go over to one of those little on-team lingerie shops on 57th Street and buy a genuine Hedy Lamarr nightgown. A nightgown that was once actually worn by Hedy. Oh, well, on second thought, I guess not. Probably isn't my size. How are you feeling today, Tony? Better?
Yes, far better, thank you.
He had a terrible cold yesterday. We'll discuss Tony Marvin and the ramifications thereof in just a moment. Lanolin Plus Liquid. Also, Lanolin Plus for the hair. Try that, will you? You'll love it. CBS Radio Network.
This is KOOK in Billings. Good insulation is an important element in most buildings, and by using fiberglass insulation, heating costs can be reduced and summer comfort can be increased. Fiberglass is adaptable to all types of construction, is lightweight, discourages vermin, protects walls against moisture, and is easily installed. Increase your living comfort. Consult the Mason Lumber Company for details and estimates. The Mason Lumber Company, 2123 First Avenue North in Billings.
It's Arthur Godfrey time.
Fiberglass is in your home for good. Fiberglass, the only curtains that never need ironing. The draperies with translucent beauty. Home insulation to keep you warm in winter, cool in summer. Dust-stop furnace filters for a clean, dust-free home. Appliance insulation to make your appliances perform better, keep your kitchen more comfortable.
Fiberglass. In your home and in your life. Oh, good. Owen's Sporting Fiberglass presents Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. And here, sitting in for Arthur, translucent Godfrey, is Robert Hughes, soft support Lewis.
Thank you. You do feel better, huh?
Oh, indeed.
You sound Richard. Fine. What happened? Did you go to the doctor?
Yes, I saw my doctor and gave me a little oreomycin.
You were really on the verge of something serious, weren't you?
Yes, I cooked up a little infection.
Just from hanging Japanese lanterns.
Yes, you see what you can do? Terrible thing working around the house. Very dangerous. Very dangerous.
That's the first work you've done in a year and a half, and look what happened. Terrible thing. Got those virus. Viri. What is the plural of virus?
Viri.
Viri. Remember Latin from high school? Oh, I used to love that.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a wonderful old gentleman who was... I had two of them, as a matter of fact, to do at Clinton. Mr. Wedge was one of my Latin instructors, and Mr. Solomon was another. And may I tell you, and then when I went to college, I took a course just for, out of curiosity in Roman law, which was taught in Latin. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you something. It was fascinating.
I could imagine.
No, I'm very serious. It was. And say, Will, will you do me a favor? I just got a note here. Will you send somebody out in front of the studio and see if it's true? Boy sent me a note that this show is being picketed by men carrying signs unfair to live musicians. Check that. Ooh. I have now antagonized the entire musical aggravation.
Now, incidentally, Bob, to go back to your original statement
about
Latin, it's a very important point I'd like to make, that one of Arthur Godfrey's progenitors, Godfrey de Bouillon, was one of the first governors of Jerusalem during the Crusades, and his administration promulgated the basis for the common law of today that is used in our judicial system. I just thought you'd like to know that.
Where in the world do you think you would be without that information?
Are You folks tuned in? You folks here in the studio? Come in off the hot streets for a little rest and food? It ain't just rest and food you get here. You get promulgation. I should like to take this moment to send a sincere vote of thanks to you, Dr. Marvin.
Thank you, Dr. Lewis.
For bringing... Just let me finish this. For bringing that little matter to our attention. I sincerely feel that without you, this show might go along.
How far?
We know. We have on this portion of the program for Fiberglass, Miss Marion Marlowe. Come on. Care to promulgate a slight selection for us? The musical type, boarding.
All righty.
Well, good. Now, I'm glad you didn't say I'm tired.
I was never very adept at Latin. I didn't like it very much.
Oh, it's a great language to study, though, because you'll find the basis, I think, for many English words. And...
Well, I think it's perhaps it's because I studied 7 years of Latin in 3 years, and I was so tired of Latin by the end of three years.
Oh, I bet
years.
You were. How'd you do that?
Well, at one time, I was thinking seriously about going into medicine.
Uh-huh.
And I realized how important it was to have a background of Latin.
Sure.
I can't say that it hurt me any because it helped me in my Spanish and Italian and other languages, but...
You speak Spanish and Italian, too?
No, I don't speak Italian. I speak Spanish.
You speak Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hasta la vista.
You mean it?
Senora. A senior reader.
Yeah.
Como está?
I'm a pretty good. How are you?
I'm a pretty bad. Let us have a concion.
All righty. How about beautiful love?
How about that? Very nice, Marion.
Mark!
Mark.
Can't talk to her in chicken talk till after she has sung.
Mark!
Mark.
Sound a little sick today.
Mark!
Mark.
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 Yeah, put
a band. Oh, you're out of your crazy little mixed-up head. You know, on the program here, we talk a lot about the various fiberglass products. And it's really remarkable how many widely different things that these people make out of this amazing material. There are those beautiful soft curtains like the ones behind me here. And insulation for your home and fiberglass reinforced luggage. And now fiberglass
furniture cushioning, which I am just nuts about. You know, they made a chair for me out of that fiberglass cushioning material. I want to tell you something. I've never had a more comfortable chair. This is really amazing stuff. It makes chairs and sofas soft, comfortable. I bet a lot of you wonder, as I did originally, how the heck glass can be soft and comfortable. I mean, you would just imagine that. Well, that's one of the wonderful things about this fiberglass. You all know that a hard piece of steel, for example, can be made into a tiny hairspring for watches. Well, it's just the same way with glass. Only in fiberglass cushioning material, the fibers are even finer than watch springs. As a matter of fact, they're so tiny that the cushioning is about 98% air. Well, when a cushion is filled with this material, each of the tiny fibers acts like a fine spring. You can push down on it. It resists the pressure just enough to make the cushion firm and soft at the same time. Well, we call this cushioning effect soft support. And it is this soft support that gives you the comfort that you're looking for. Fiberglass cushioning material is never bouncy. It cushions vibration, and most important, it conforms to the shape of your body. And that means you get continued comfort. No matter how long you sit in a fiberglass cushioned chair, you'll still be just as comfortable as you were when you first sat down. Tony, would you help me on this?
Why, indeed.
Well, something else I want the folks to know about. Here's a beautiful fiberglass cushioned chair over here. Will you sit down on this a few times?
Hey, would you make a nice picture down here with very much the same tone?
You in the chair, yes.
Oh, say, this is delightful.
Now, do me a favor. Now, you see how well that... do me a favor. Stand up and sit down a few times.
Why, certainly.
I want the folks to see how well the fiberglass cushioning material fluffs itself up. As Tony gets up, the cushion comes back to shape. See that? No, don't stop, Tony.
I love.
Keep it up. See, I want to prove to people that in spite of continuous use, fiberglass-filled cushions will keep right on looking neat and shapely. That's a good boy. And keep right on there. And because it's made of glass, fiberglass cushioning material is clean and odorless. Fire resistant and waterproof. It can't take dust. Won't irritate allergies.
Bobby, I don't know what he's talking about.
Keep going. I'm just saying. Oh, all right. Anyway, you get all these extra advantages, plus the luxury and soft support and continued comfort in a cushion that doesn't need any special care. Thank you, Tony. I think that is quite sufficient.
Oh, that's all right. Say, that is comfortable.
Well, this is real great stuff. Ask your dealer about it. Fiberglass cushioning material. Don't pay a premium price for it either, kids. It's good. Fiberglass cushioning material. I hope we have... Let me see. How is it? And nuts. Just missed the boat. Darn it. We would have had time for the water ballet, but we've just missed the boat. Well, this is the old philosopher. Let me see what we got here this morning. Science Newsletter, they tell me, has come up with its usual fascinating bit of information for this week. Let me read you the item. It says, crabs are the largest group of crustaceans known. There are about 2,000 species of creatures who are closely related to crabs. Mostly by marriage. Oh, that was a dandy. The newspapers inform us that President Eisenhower was host to a party of 14 gentlemen at the White House last night. One of the guests being what is his last name?
Sullivan?
No. John L. You know, the fellow chief of the coal miners union.
Oh.
John L. Katz. Not Katz, no. That last name always escapes me. John L. Well, whatever his name is. Anyhow, I have it on good authority that a rather tense scene developed when the president and the labor leader first met. But Ike, the accomplished leader of men, they tell me, handled this situation beautifully, very suavely. The president looked across the table at John L. Oh, whatever his name is. He said, I don't get those eyebrows, but dig that crazy coal. Ah, that was another dandy.
Back in the time capsule.
That ends. Put that in the time capsule. Oh, boy, I could fill a time capsule with rejected material. Well, they'd wonder how we ever lived in this day and age. They'd think we subsisted on omelets. That ends this particular portion of the program, foisted on an unsuspecting public by the fiberglass people. Take a look at this fiberglass cushioning material at your store. I think you'll be quite impressed by it. CBS Radio Network.
CBS Radio for Billings, this is KOOK.
That royal pudding tastes so good, and oh, it's so good for you. It's so good for you. Oh, yes, it's so good for you.
It's got new candy kitchen flavors and helps make you husky, too. That's why it's so good for you. Good for you.
Yes, royal pudding reminds you of an old-fashioned candy kitchen. It's as delicious as a chocolate candy bar. Or it's chock full of delicate vanilla flavor like a heaping high ice cream cone. Or the tantalizing goodness of fresh-made butterscotch candy. And, Mom, royal pudding helps kids grow husky, too. Youngsters need food energy for a balanced diet to help them grow strong and husky. So remember, every package of royal pudding contains more food energy than a pint of milk.
It's got new candy kitchen flavors and helps make you husky, too. That's why it's so good for you. Good for you.
When you buy royal pudding, stock up on royal gelatin desserts, too. Only royal gelatin desserts taste like fresh, ripe fruit. Royal.
But I couldn't resist this letter received from a reader by columnist Dr. Theodore R. Van Dellen. Mrs. L. R. writes to the doctor, "Will rubbing grew..." "Will rubbing goose grease on the chest do any good in case of a cold?" I should like to answer that lady's question now. Mrs. L. R., that of course would depend on how bad a cold the goose has.
Well,
we have... What's that?
Oh, what? Just a quack doctor.
A quack doctor?
He's going quack there, huh?
Don't you wish you were at Madison Square Garden? We have on the Frigidaire portion of the program a real cool singer, Miss Jeanette Davis. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
You look very pretty this morning. You got, what are those little things on the dress that shine and sparkle like that?
Little rhinestones.
See, they're pretty. They are pretty. Makes the whole... How's that look on TV? Let me see. Does it sparkle? I can't see from here. I know there's a set over there. Do they? That's good. That's nice. That's nice.
Well, you know, that's something I haven't made up my mind yet whether I like it or not. Cotton dresses with rhinestones are ornaments to that extent on them. But everybody else is wearing them, and I like it, but... well, what do you think, Bob?
Well, no... I'd hate to make a snap decision.
Well, no. I mean, do you think that it's too much, is what I mean?
Well, that, of course, is a good question. But somehow, I don't feel... These things are not things that can be decided rashly and injudiciously. Time has got to be taken about these decisions. I hate to be confronted with problems this way and have to make a decision. Well, suppose I didn't like them. What would you do?
Well,
I hate to think.
There isn't anything I could do about it now, but I've had...
Oh, I don't know. Nothing within reason.
Well, I've had the dress hanging in the closet for quite a long time. And
did you?
So this morning when I got dressed...
Well, now, you see, you were not able to make a decision for some time.
That is very true.
I wanted to come up with the answer.
Well, I
wouldn't. I wish you people wouldn't come to me with your problems this early in the morning. I have my own little problem, for example.
Yes, we do.
Dorothy Kilgallen, in her column the other day, said that every man who wore a seersucker suit such as I am wearing looked terrible. I forget exactly how she put it. Now, I had this problem.
Well, I think it's...
Just a minute. Let me finish. No initials, please. I read this item in the column. Well, for days, my little seersucker was hanging there in the closet, waiting to be worn.
I didn't know what to do, and today it looked at me, and it looked so forlorn there, and I wore it. But suppose I said to you, quickly, make a decision. Should I wear a seersucker suit? Could you make a decision, much less pronounce it?
Well, as I started to say a while ago, I think it depends upon the build of a fellow, whether or not he should wear a seersucker suit.
What you're trying to say is I have no right to wear one.
No, I didn't mean that, Bob.
Oh, I know what you meant. It's perfectly all right.
I think you have a rather nice build.
Well, so do I. Oh, we didn't go on like this forever, you know. We'd never get anything done. That might be more fun, you know. I like the dress. I really like the dress. Now, how many of you girls like it here today? Thank you.